This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
That doesn't work for me. Y'all saw what happened when I did Celebrity Apprentice, and me and Kenya, I just forgave her for that what happened back then. You know, this is a different type of game that they play on that housewife stuff, and it's not me.
Yes, I stayed on the Dean's List. And the only time I got in jeopardy on the Dean's List was when I went to try out for Top Model. Listen, and I used to go to all the LA Sparks games, and I saw Juwanna Man on your Instagram.
See, y'all, I told y'all we're going to have some fun today. Hey, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. Welcome to an all-new Hustlin' with Vivica A. Fox. We are going bigger and bolder, darlings. I'm your go-to girl for people, ideas, knowledge, inspiration, faith, love, truth, success, and of course, F-U-N. Your hustle's going to get an upgrade with the most surprising, exciting, and fabulous guests from all walks of life. You're in good hands, darlings. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, download, and review Hustlin' with Vivica A. Fox. Okay, y'all, today is going to be so much fun because I got someone that I just adore and I've known her for such a long time. My guest today is the gorgeous and talented Eva Marcil. She's a fashion model, actress, TV and radio personality, and entrepreneur. And may I add, a fabulous mom and beautiful wife. Yes. She broke into the pop culture scene and into the America's heart as the outspoken Eva the Diva, winner of the third cycle of the reality TV phenomenon, America's Next Top Model. She then went on to acting. Her acting roles include Everybody Hates Chris, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, and movies like Crossover and I Think I Love My Wife. You can see her leading the cast of the hot new show, All the Queen's Men, as Marilyn Madame DeVille, which premieres September on BET+. She adds a strong work ethic, grace, class, and honesty to everything she does. So it's no wonder my girl continues to rise. Please welcome to Hustlin' with Vivica A. Fox, my girl, Queen Eva the Diva, Eva Marcil. Hey, girl.
Hey, gorgeous. How are you? And thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here. I mean, I'm going to tell everybody. I miss you, too, because you know we used to hang out, okay?
Listen, I need an Uno game quick, Viv. Post-COVID, we need to get in there.
You better believe it. But can I tell you something? You pop up on my screen every morning. Every time you go live, for some reason, it pops up. Oh, it does. I'm like, but you know what? I said, my girl is up working. I like
morning
that.
Inspiration. Listen, you got to get your day started. And sometimes, especially in the last year and a half, it's really hard to start our days with all that's going on in the world. So yes. I consider myself, but I consider my fellow man. And I get myself up in the morning. You know, I do morning radio on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. So I get up in the morning and I just try to encourage people. And Viv, you would be surprised how many people hop on live and where they're from. From the UK to South Africa to Japan. Like they are everywhere. And everybody is connected with a little bit of hope. And so that's what I try to give in the morning. It's a little, it don't matter what color you are, gender, age. We just need a little bit of hope for this step that we on right now. Because life is real.
It's been so real. It's been too real. But listen, like I told you, you know, coming, I appreciate you doing my show, baby, that I want to want people to know about your journey, like to learn things like, you know, everybody just found out that me and you like playing a mean game of Uno.
Well, no. Let me tell the world the truth. Vivica got her own set of rules at Uno.
So if you go
into Vivica's house and Viv is making tacos, you better get them rules first. Because don't just get on that table and start the playing because you're going to get kicked out quick because Viv got different rules.
No, I do not, Eva. Those rules make sense in my house.
In your head. I wouldn't want to play Uno with anyone else. Like, literally, you my Uno girl.
I love it. But we've had a lot of fun together. But let's take everybody back to where things all started with you. I just learned today, which I had no idea, that you were born and raised in L.A.?
Yes, South Central Los Angeles, born and bred, honey. Listen, there are not too many of us, okay? I'm the last of the Mohicans. A lot of them are in Calabasas, they in the hills. I am born and raised in South Central. My parents had us in South Central. When they started making a little bit more money, my mom wanted to move to the burbs. Mm. And my dad, who's from Detroit, Michigan, the real hustler, because he's older than you, Bill. He's way older than you. My dad was like, no. My kids are going to stay here and they're going to know what it means to be a part of the community and help build a community. So my parents stay right in the neighborhood. They still live where I was raised. They bought another house on the block because they thought it was going to go to ruins. And my mom was like, nope. And I'm born and raised in South Central and I still got the town to show it.
So now we have another hashtag I'm going to have for you, which is for the LA Sparks, which hashtag rooted in LA.
Listen, and I used to go to all the LA Sparks game, and I saw Juwanna Man on your Instagram.
See, y'all, I told y'all we're going to have some fun today. Okay.
So. Listen, I fell out, honey, when I saw him on there, and he put a picture of you, and he put a picture of him.
I know, girl. I love Miguel. Miguel's like, you know, like a brother to me.
You killed that movie, though. Like, it's an iconic sports movie, and we only have but so few, and we can talk about them. That movie made his career. That movie, you were, and who knew Ben could play basketball?
Listen,
you're pretty.
Listen, that's the thing. I grew up in, I'm a Hoosier. Like you said, your dad's from Detroit. Midwest does it best. Let's just keep that real. So, you know, Hoosiers, we grew up playing basketball and football. So anyway, my team won the 1982 City Girls High School Basketball Championship.
So I'm a real city girl.
So I'm the OG city girl. Okay, they better ask somebody. So when I did Juwanna Man, the WNBA was just starting. And the reason why I support the WNBA to this day is because those girls, we had some real players come. Cynthia Cooper, Dana Taurasi, Cheryl
Come Sewell. On, Cynthia Cooper.
Oh, yes, girl. Teresa Witherspoon. Yes. All of them came down to Charlotte, North Carolina and played, girl. And they, listen, I thought I could play. Baby, they was running circles around me.
That I was gasping.
I was like, damn. Okay, I ain't played since
you were so good, though. You made, pretty not enough. Like, you were one of those women that made pretty not enough. Like, you had to be talented. You had to be skilled. And who knew you could play basketball?
So, anyway, but we're going to move on. Let's talk about you. So, you grew up in South Central, but then Atlanta called you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, my tell brother, us about that.
Not my oldest, the one right over, I have three brothers. So the one right over me went to Atlanta for college. Now my eldest brother went away to the Marines. And so I just wanted to stay close to my family. Mm. And so since Malcolm moved to Atlanta and he went to Morehouse. And so when I had a chance to go to college, my mom was one of those super awesome moms where I grew up in South Central Los Angeles. So there were no real college tours, right? Mm. So my mom said, you know what? We're going to put together a college tour. Yeah. Apply to all your schools. The schools you get into, I will take you to visit. Mm. And I was like, for real? So I applied to every school, Viv. I applied to every, I sold candy, I braided hair. I found every piece of dollar I could find to apply to every single school. And I got into literally every school I applied to.
But okay, so how did you narrow it down?
Well, I went to Louisiana because I like the New Orleans flavor. You know, being from LA, I needed something that made me feel at home. And so I went to New Orleans and I got into Tulane, into Loyola, into Xavier, which is a HBCU. So I visited all those schools. Then we went to New York and I visited NYU and Columbia. Those were cool schools, but they was spread out. So it was kind of weird. Like I got to get on a train to go to class. That's not happening. Now, so I came to, I tried to make it seem like we would just slide into Atlanta. A little bit, my mama know that was the whole plan, was to go to Atlanta. So we come down to Atlanta and I had visited my brother when he went to Morehouse as a freshman. Mm. And now he's a sophomore. I'm about to come to school and he'll be a junior. And baby, I went to Agnes Scott, which is an all-girls school. So I learned real quick that wasn't going to work. Okay. Then I went to Spelman. Spelman was a very, very beautiful school. The Black Pride was great, but they was like super, super prissy.
Yes.
I played black football. I boxed. So that wasn't my school. Then I slid over to Clark Atlanta University, baby. Okay. I remember Mr. Reed in the registrar's office. Like, he sold this school like it was a house and a car. Like, he sold that.
The
whole package. And you know, it's the school of W.E.B. Du Bois. It's the mass communications department that Spike Lee built. So coming in there and not knowing, like most kids don't know at 16, 17 years old, what I really want to do with the rest of my life, and not wanting to be undeclared, I went into mass communications because I figured I love acting.
Yes.
I love speaking. So I majored in mass comm with an emphasis in speech because I could be like I could be a director. Right. I learned everything. My first piece of anything in a film was the boom operator, baby. I got long arms. I went boom out. So I was the boom operator.
Uh-huh.
I love lighting. So I was like, I could be your gaffer. I love fashion, which is how I got into modeling. So I fashion design everything. And I also loved acting. And I was an orator. So I said, I figured this career or this field would help me in any career I wanted. So I went to Clark Atlanta, got a Black Excellence Education. And
what was your GPA? What was your GPA? You better break out that receipt right there. She said, what? The dean's list. My mama wasn't playing no games.
Listen, we had to keep that scholarship. Yes, I stayed on the dean's list. And the only time I got in jeopardy on the dean's list was when I went to try out for Top Model.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so America's Top Model happened while you were at Clark?
Yes. Tell us about it. I was at Clark, and Clark is known for Atlanta. HBCUs are known for homecomings and fashion shows.
Yes.
That's what we do. Because contrary to what they say, the style comes from us. The je ne sais quoi comes from us naturally. So we was doing it at 18, 17 on the catwalk in college.
Yes.
No money, no experience. True passion.
Yes.
And that's where my love for fashion, watching the fashion shows in the morning on Saturday at 9 o'clock and watching them walk down, watching Tyra and Naomi and oh my God, who are these beautiful women? And so I just loved fashion. I loved the expression that fashion gave because I felt like if you can't say how you feel, show how you feel. And you can never show it better in a pair of pumps and a mean top and some little shorts. Like, that's your expression.
And you have amazing legs, but I wanted to say something to our audience because you're not as tall as what most models are. How tall are you, Eva?
I'm 5'7". I'm not as tall as you, Viv.
I know, but I mean, but to me, it's like you're like most models, like even me, I'm tall. I'm like almost 5'8". And I remember that I was considered almost a little bit like didn't make it because most models are like 5'10", 6 footers and stuff like that. I mean, now it's gotten a little bit different. You know what I mean? So for you to decide to go in to audition for America's Top Model, did they ever say anything about your height being like, well, you're not really tall enough?
Absolutely. That was one of the things about my win being so historic because I was so short. The only person on a actual major runway at 5'7" was Kate Moss.
Right. And okay.
She's gorgeous, but she's not our hue. So the idea, we were only the token in a show anyway. You'll get maybe a Black girl, maybe two in a show, but definitely not a short and Black girl. Honey, you asking for a lot until Tyra. So that's why to this day, so many people, you know, have their personal opinions. And all of these opinions are on the outside looking in because they don't know. Tyra Banks That's my girl. This woman single-handedly decided to create a space for people that the whole world said weren't enough because they were not the color, they were not the height, they were not the size, all of that. Their nose was different, their skin complexion from vitiligo to Winnie Harlow, who was everything.
Okay.
You know, so I give it up to Tyra, and I will to the day I die, because she made sure that we had a space. And like you said, there was no space for a 5'7 Black girl with a twang from South Central Los Angeles.
Now, listen, the audience ate you up because you were real. And they celebrated you. And just to think, you were only 19 years old at the time 18. Of doing 18. Wow, even younger on America's Top Model. And I can remember being glued to the TV, watching you go through the whole journey. And you always had, even people would get on your nerves, like you would just have this thing, like you would like rub your face, like, okay, I'm just not going, not going to do it. Yeah, just give me a minute. Like you had a sense of calm, like you, from knowing you from South Central and the fact that you didn't get South Central with them, just makes it even more amazing to me that not only did you, the audience love you, but you won. You were the first African-American woman to win America's Next Top Model. What did that feel like when they called your name?
You know what? When they called my name, I didn't hear it. For some reason, I heard the other girl. Like I was saying the other girl's name. So when they said it, I didn't hear it. It wasn't until I looked up at the picture and it was like, me, girl. I was like, I was in awe. That was the first time I truly felt like when my mom used to tell me, you're beautiful, you're special, all those things you would hear as a kid and you'd be like, okay. But this was the first time where I realized you are truly special.
Yes.
And I allowed myself to believe it, to ingest it, to swallow it. And then Tyra doubled down on it and came to my room after I won. And she came, her brother's in the service, and she came in like some fatigue. She didn't have makeup on. She had a rosy cheeks and freckles. And she came in and she said, did you know why I chose you? And I said, I absolutely have no idea, because everybody was beautiful. And I'm not as pretty as most of those girls.
Okay.
And she said, I chose you because you are relatable.
Yes.
And when it comes to being an influence in this business, what you need to be is not the most beautiful or not necessarily the most talented, but the most relatable.
Agreed.
And so she didn't realize she was planting a mustard seed even in that moment, because it taught me with all of this, don't change none of this. Be you. Be you who you are to your core, and your tribe will find you.
Exactly.
Don't go look for them and try to be them. Do you.
So now after you were the winner of America's Next Top Model, your modeling career took off. You got a CoverGirl's cosmetic contract, a spread in Elle magazine, a modeling contract with four models, and you were also ripping the runway. What did you learn from that whole, like, oh my God, now I am the face of America's Next Top Model. I am the it girl. What was that experience like?
It was a lot. I must say for me, I'm just me. So what the world sees versus what you see is often very different. Very, very different. So I just saw regular me. Like, I still like my ramen. I still make my top ramen my special way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was still me. I like to fry my chicken. I moved to New York and I'm like, okay, so where the wings at Safeway? Like,
okay.
I'm still cooking. I had Takara over at my house.
I love Takara.
That TJ's my baby. Yeah, almost 20 years down. That's my heart. And I was still regular me. What really changed my life, Viv, was Taye Diggs. Taye Diggs casted me for a role on his show, Kevin Hill, with Michael Michelle.
So that's how you transitioned from modeling then into acting?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And that changed my life, because he came on Top Model and he did like an acting challenge, which I won. And then I guess he remembered me, which is amazing to me out of all the people that actually have real names. You remember this little bow-legged girl from this modeling competition? So bizarre. But I tried out for this show. It was supposed to be a one-episode situation, and it ended up being an arcing role. That's how I met Megan Good and got to know really what filming was all about. I learned Hurry Up and Wait very early.
Welcome to
negotiate your trailer, fans. Negotiate your trailer, because that's where you're going to live. But that really started my passion for acting. And from there, it was about balancing, because I didn't want to be a one-trick pony. And I knew that, I mean, looks ain't my fault. That's my mama's fault. That's my daddy's fault. So I wanted to bring something to the table. So modeling was cool, but like, what did I do? And so acting was something that I can go to school for and I can study for and really find myself progressing. And so I just jumped into everything theatrical.
Okay. Now, and when you jumped into it, it happened. I mean, you guest starred on several shows. Everybody Hates Chris, The Game, Tyler Perry's House of Pain. What is it? You went into
reality. Can I mess you up real fast? Can I mess you up? Do you remember when I called you about 12 years ago? I just got casted on, you ready? The Young and the Restless. This was the first.
Oh my gosh, yes, I do.
It was the first contract role since forever. And it was for a Black girl. And I was like, Vivica A. Fox, what do I do? And you told me, you said, girl, you go in there and you tone your instrument. You learn everything there is to learn. You take it and then you leave. That's what you told me.
Yes.
And I did it.
Yes. And you leave no room for doubt that who is the role supposed to be for? Me. And you got it, right? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I told you, baby.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Listen, that's the one thing that people don't know. I mean, you now have family and this and the third, but me and you used to roll pretty tight. Real tight.
You are my idol. Like, it's cute to sit here as your girlfriend right now. That's like super duper cute. But the truth is, you were my idol. There were only but so many tangible Black women in the acting world that represented a level of true Black womanhood like you did. And you were, you were the Lynn Whitfields, were the Claire, like you were that, but you were tangible. Like Diane Carroll was so like, you're here and I get to go and see you. And I like, oh my God, you don't understand what you are and what you are to me. Like, you my girl now, but baby, you have been an idol since forever. So just so they know that piece, we're hustling.
I know that's right. But I got to go back and keep on giving you your flowers right now, because acting took off for you. You were cast as Tyra Hamilton on The Young and the Restless, and then nominated for an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actress in a Daytime Drama Series for your role in 2009. You then won the Young Hollywood Award, right? For acting, right?
Yes.
What did that mean to you?
You know what? It's one thing to be recognized among your peers, because we are critical. We real critical. I mean, that music rolling wrong, you're like, hold on, why did they choose that? So the Young Hollywood Award, it was given, and all of the people that voted were my peers, like my friends, people that have known my rise and have risen themselves to higher heights. So I think awards like that, and even just the nomination for NAACP, the recognition, that is an honor in and of itself, because we don't do what we do for awards. We do what we do because we love to do it and they end up paying us for it. But if they never give me an award, I love it. You know what I mean? So to actually like see me as someone honorable enough to put on a pedestal and say you were extremely great, it's just, it's beyond humbling and an honor.
All right. So now from there, now here comes married life and family life. You got married in 2018.
Yes.
You want to tell us about your husband? Let me tell you, I'm so happy for you, because that smile, look at that smile. That's when you done met a good man. Okay. All right. Trust me, child. I'm still looking for him, child. Right. I get a half smile.
Come to Atlanta. You got some friends, girl.
Okay. Girl, I'm like, I'm going to take you up on that one. But let's talk about this wonderful man who came into your life.
Michael, he's amazing. You know, it's so funny because the other day I saw my girl Tamar put up something on Instagram to the effect of always wishing to have found that forever love for her and her son. Mm-hmm. And I responded, girl, never ain't over.
I know that's right.
And God has, he's been writing your plan for quite some time, honey. And it is quite a plan. No. You are in good hands. God's got you. And it's only a matter of time. Like it literally is. And that's what I had to learn because I wrote myself off. I figure, you know, God bless me with an amazing parents, with great siblings, with a great childhood. I went to college. I got a great education. I have a great career at a young age. I was like, something's got to give. So I just figured love wasn't my department because other things were successful and this wasn't. So I just figured, you know what? It's cool. I'm going to take the, it's not going to happen. Nope. It's cool. Yep. But the truth is, Viv, it's not cool because we all need love. We all deserve love.
Agreed.
And God will honor the desires of your heart. He truly, truly will. Amen. And so for me, I could play the role at like, I got it all and I can make my way and I can, but I'm not my happiest. I'm not the best version of me because I long for more. And when I found my husband, I wasn't looking for him. Let me tell you how it happened. I was at a fundraiser and I only went to the fundraiser because they were giving me tickets to the Kevin Hart show. So I said, I take the box tickets for the show and then I go see a little fundraiser real fast. Only to have met my husband at that fundraiser.
Was it love at first sight?
He out in a taupe suit, girl.
Oh,
he out in a taupe suit, girl. Listen, this yellow man in a taupe suit and a blue shirt. I don't know what is going on.
You said, who are you?
I like it.
Yes, because he looked like a man.
And I wasn't looking for anything. I didn't necessarily even want to like it. I just did. It was like God ordered my steps there and he ordered his steps there. And under whatever premises we thought we were going to meet each other for our forever. And it's a picture. I'm going to send you the picture so you can put it up. And he said, I threw my leg out in front of him. I didn't mean to, but when I saw the picture, I did kind of throw my leg out.
It's all right. You was working your assets. Okay.
Listen.
And landed your husband. Okay?
Listen.
Yes.
And, since then, we ended up going on a date a couple days later. A friend hooked us up, said I wanted to thank him, told me he wanted to thank me.
Right.
Little did we know, we were a blind date. We ended up seeing each other again. And I just asked him off the bat, Viv, because there comes a point in life and in relationships where you're not playing no more.
No games.
And sometimes it's what you are the queen of, F-U-N. Sometimes it's just for fun. But sometimes, let's get you, right?
Right. So what are we doing? Like,
what you trying to do? Word. I got a daughter. She's one. Yep. I'm here for work. What you want to do? And he was like, I'm interested. I put him on the spot, but it just made him man up. And from there, we jumped over all of the playing and who's calling each other back. And we just started dating. And that was six and a half, seven years ago now. And we've been married since 2018.
I love it. And now you all have Michael Jr.
Yes. Mikey's 3 and Maverick's 2. Maverick's almost 2.
Them boys are so beautiful. The other day, I don't know if you saw my comment. I was like, cuteness. I mean, just, girl, y'all going to be breaking out some guns and machine guns. I know that's right.
I just keep in my car and on my person. All my person are a little bit bigger in Atlanta.
All right, I love it. Well, you have a beautiful family. So now let's talk. We got to talk about this. I was so surprised that you then did The Housewives of Atlanta, season 10 and 11. And I'm just going to tell you, I didn't like that for you.
I thought they was going to let a real one be a real one because they reached out to me. We had been and talked about stuff in previous years that didn't end up coming into fruition, but I figured they knew that who they were getting.
Right.
Like a regular hometown girl that really don't take too much mess and that loves a good time. And I think they wanted what I wasn't willing to give.
Yeah.
You hit me up, bitch.
You know I did. You know I did.
Because you rock with me. And because you rock with me, you appreciate the truth in my struggles. And so though the world might not be privy to everything, but I have a daughter. And my daughter was prior to my husband. And her donor is not the easiest or the most ideal situation. And I try to, as a mother first, as a woman first, as a Black woman, to do the best that I can at navigating that situation and causing as little ruckus and stuff as I can.
I know. I didn't like how they treated you. You don't even got to explain that part. You a G. And you're a good person. And I'm telling you, it bothered me so much. Like, I hit you up and I was like, yo, like, I'm ready to get crunk behind this. Because, you know, they always put on the thing, oh, Vivica, you should go join the household. I said, no, because
I ain't ready for you.
I don't play those games. That doesn't work for me. Y'all saw what happened when I did Celebrity Apprentice and me and Kenya. I just forgave her for that what happened back then. You know, this is a different type of game that they play on that housewife stuff. And it's not me.
I didn't know that.
And I'm glad. I know, baby. And that's why I'm letting you know. I was glad when I heard you left. I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. She left that because she was above it any other way. She don't need to do that. You know? Right. Queen.
Thank you. Well, listen, a cosign from a queen is all you need, honey.
Okay.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about these current projects because we put that where? Back there. Okay.
Back there.
Right. So let's talk about this new show. You are now leading the cast of All the Queen's Men for BET Plus, playing Marilyn Madame DeVille. How did this fall into your lap, darling?
Oh, I was in Victoria's Secret shopping with my daughter, and I get a phone call from Tyler Perry. And Tyler says, you ready to work on something real good? And I'm like, what you got, TP?
Okay.
I got something real, real good. Read it. Let me know what you think. And so, you know, after that, I called my agent like, did something come through from Tyler Perry? I'm waiting every day with bated breath. Every single day. It's so irritating. It's like, so Nickelodeon. I'm like, okay, but what about Tyler Perry?
Finally,
it comes across his desk. And I have an audition for this new show. It's very cryptic. They're not saying a lot of information. All I know is that it's already greenlit. Mm-hmm. It's already connected to a great studio, a great network. And Tyler is the studio. And I'm going out for the lead.
Mm.
And I was like, okay. So I read the script, which is only minimal because you know how this goes, babe. They don't give you everything.
So you got to fill in the blank sometimes.
You do. And this woman was just a businesswoman. It didn't matter if she was selling cars, hot tubs, homes, caskets, what it was, airplanes. This woman was about her business. She was very matter of fact. She was a lady, but not to be messed with. She knew her stuff. She was not easy to intimidate. And she was very savvy.
Yes.
Very quick. So I used my speech, my vernacular, my being a model as far as presence to fill a room. But I also used my business acumen to really fill in who Marilyn was. The hustler that Marilyn was. Because Marilyn learned to hustle from her daddy, who was a full gangster. Daddy was a gangster through and through. My grandmother was a madam. So she ran a cleaning business in the daytime and a brothel at night. And that's how I was raised.
You was like, so this you is, think you this made? Is, you're like, this is the role for me. Yes,
honey. I mean, I'm just saying, thank you.
But you had to audition though, which I was surprised that he hit you up. So I would have thought that would have been an offer, but that was okay. You were like, I'm willing to earn this role.
Yes, no, it was not an immediate offer at all. It was a full audition. Send in your tape. So I sent in my tape in March of 2020.
Mm.
The whole summer goes by. The fall starts. I get a phone call on October the 29th. My birthday is October 30th. I get a phone call on October 29th from my agent who says, I have new sides for you. They are making a final decision on this role. You are in the mix. there are some new scenes. I need you to put yourself on tape.
Wow.
I was pre-gaming for my birthday, so I was already drunk. I was like, do what? No way. Oh my God. So I had to sober up, learn these lines, get someone to tape me. And they taped me literally 10 minutes before I left out for my birthday party. I put myself on tape. And I just, Viv, you know this, that moment where you're like, I want to redo it. It wasn't right. This wasn't this. So I just started panicking like crazy. I called my agent. I'm like, I don't think I was great. Call the casting director. Can I send another tape? They're like, yo, chill out.
Okay.
It's fine. Let them make their decision. So then my agent started calling me for like, Olay wants to do, don't call my phone for nobody. Unless Tyler Perry calls you and says yes or no, do not call me. Everything needs to be a text. So then I get a FaceTime from my agent. I was like, oh, he's playing reindeer games before Christmas. So I answer, and I happen to be in Victoria's Secret yet again, where I was when Tyler called me.
Uh-oh.
I was in Victoria's Secret.
Full circle. My agent,
full circle. My agent's name is Nick. I said, Nick, why are you calling my phone?
Okay.
And he was sitting there with his little man bun. He goes, are you ready to go back to work? I just started screaming. Like,
oh my God. I know that happy dance.
That meant.
Yes.
And I enjoy that I auditioned for it because it let me know that they know what they chose.
Yes.
Like, don't give me something hoping that I land on the mark. I want to show up prepared. And you say, that's the one. And so after
as I told you to, right? Leave no room for doubt.
No room. You don't understand. I took your words and learned everything from every camera angle to every piece of lingo to every technical term, like to any and everything I can learn on set, front and behind the camera. I took your words because you were serious. You was like, look, girl, how long is your contract?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm serious about it.
You said learn everything you can, get it and go.
Yeah, because we have to realize that we're in a business called show business. Yeah. And I was taught by the very best, my business partner, Lita Richardson, you're in a business called show business. The more business you know about the show, the longer your career will last.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
So before I lose you, because girl, we're almost out of time. You know me, you can talk all day. I know we're getting there, but I miss you so much too, but I want to talk about two things before I let you go. So now, you got the show. It's hot, this and the third, but you're also a jewelry designer.
Yes.
Tell us about your jewelry line.
My jewelry line is my love. It's my heart. It's a true reflection of who I am. And to know me is to know I have always accessorized. If it was earrings, necklaces, bangles, I'll put an anklet and clip it in my hair, make it jewelry in a heartbeat. So what I wanted, and Viv, you know how it is. We work a lot. We wear a lot of jewelry. Sometimes we lose it to spend a $1 zillion.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it.
So what I wanted to do was I wanted to make beautiful, affordable pieces that everyone would love. I got Viola Davis on my Instagram yesterday.
Oh, I'm going to give me some pieces. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to send you a whole package. Don't worry.
I'm going to wear it. Yes, please.
Because you got a lot to wear it to.
Yes.
So I just wanted to make stuff that was affordable that every girl can wear. If you're on a red carpet or if you're on a red couch at home, you all deserve these pieces. And they're affordable. They're tarnish free. You can shower and bathe them. Don't have to worry. You can sweat, work out. But then you can also go on a night on the town. You can pick your kids up and just feel dainty and beautiful. I started with a specialty in jade because I love stones. Like, that's my jam. And I started with literally trying to corner the market with the most exquisite jade pieces that were affordable. So I worked about 18 months getting amazing inventory of jade. And it was just a trickle down effect. It was all the things that my heart gravitated towards. I figured out I actually had a tribe that existed in the world that loves it. And so there are no gimmicks. There's no game. It's just, I like what I like. I like African jewelry. I like onks. I like stones. I like precious metals.
It's very unique. It's very unique. I've seen it. Where can they find your jewelry line at?
You can find my jewelry at Eva by Eva Marcille online. You can click my link in my bio. You can go straight to there. It's direct to consumer. So it's cheaper for you because there is no middleman besides UPS. He's the only middleman. If you come to a pop-up, you cut him out, you get it even cheaper. So Eva by Eva
Marcille.
You do pop-ups?
You do pop-ups every once in a while?
I do pop-ups. And I patronize pop-ups. This weekend, I went to the Bailey Wine Cellar and there were amazing vendors there. There are about 20 amazing Black vendors from CB Vore, which is Cynthia Bailey's sweatsuit company. My boy Don Juan was there with his proactive shirts and masks.
I love Don Juan,
I just went down there and had an afternoon on Sunday. They were there for Saturday and Sunday. But I went down there and patronized all of the vendors there. Yep. But candles, shea butter, everything. You have it. I buy it. I support entrepreneurship. I support businesses, but most importantly, being from South Central Los Angeles, we did not walk into a door unless it said Black businesses. Like,
I
period.
Know. We got to do it.
Period. When it comes to our shoe spot, your picture is up in the shoe spot. Your whole big old picture.
Yes,
but I've been going since I was a kid. Chambers Brothers in Los Angeles on Slauson. Like, that's if you have shoes, you have a bag, you go to Black-owned businesses. They are ran by, owned by, and supported by us. And so I love a pop-up, and I definitely do pop. I got one in Brooklyn coming up in a couple weeks.
I love it. So listen, I also got to talk about your beauty company that's dedicated to natural CBD-based products. Tell us about your line and why it's so unique.
It's unique because, well, first and foremost, I am a supporter and activist and a voice of cannabinoids. Okay. When it comes to cannabis, when it comes to CBD, I am a promoter of all things medicinal health. I'm a student of Dr. Sebi. I believe that the body and the earth was here to replenish and nurture itself. And CBD is just one of 131 cannabinoids, you know, THC, you know, CBD, that's all you know. Well, there's CBG and it goes down the list. And so what my company does is with Capstone, which is an amazing healthcare pharmaceutical company, is we basically research all of the medicinal properties and components to CBD, figuring out how do we help people? Mm-hmm. Like if I wanted a drink to get a buzz, that's cool. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to figure out the healthy alternative to pharmaceuticals.
I just believe like one pill leads to another pill leads to another pill. And I just believe that that's why. So people, when they get older, they're just too medicated. Yes. And I just hate, it's like, no, y'all got to learn to stick with some natural plans because that's how you're going to live.
But it's
a
one
longer,
of those
healthier life. Yes.
But it's one of those things you have to start earlier and you have to introduce into all ways of life. So yes. I think housewives thought I was funny when I came on there and I was talking about my garlic water for migraines. I suffer from migraines. And who wants to take Excedrin migraine every day? Yes, it works. But what else is it doing to my stomach while I'm taking birth control or having babies or all of these things? Right. And so I tried to figure out a healthy alternative for headaches. And before Dr. Sebi passed away, I learned that garlic really, really helps with inflammation. And the inflammation is what causes my migraines in the back of my head. So I had garlic water. Yes, my garlic tea. And everybody's like, oh, you smell funny. This is weird. I'm like, yeah, but I don't have a chronic headache.
Right.
And
so
what it allows for truly, Viv, is for the things that come up in our life as we get older, that we really do need pharmaceuticals for, it prepares your body to be able to use an alternative medicine. So many people wait until later in their life when their illness is terminal and they have to go through radiation, they have to go through chemo, and now we want to do healthy and holistic. Yeah, you're stage four.
A little
we
too
can't
late.
Really
too
do
late.
That.
Yeah.
But for bodies that are drinking alkaline water and eating the proper food and are taking their vitamin D, which we are deficient of as Black people, especially Black men, we're taking our cod liver capsule, we're taking our CKLS, I'm gonna go old school with you, and we're taking all of those things that we need to take in a day that are truly helpful for our body, our sea moss, whatever form you wanna take it
in.
Then when we do get things that hurt us, we can go the holistic route.
What's the name of your brand?
It's called CEVAD, C-E-V-A-D. So it's a CBD made by me. And the one thing really quick for free that I found with CBD is it's an anti-inflammatory. So I figured if it's an anti-inflammatory, can it help with the skin? Child, I'm not the skin.
My hustler. I love her. Now, listen, before you go, because like I told y'all, we could talk all day. I love this child here.
I'll be back.
I know. We'll talk again. But let's give, what advice could you give to a young lady out there that wants to be on the diva level of having a successful career, a happy home life? What advice could you give to a young lady out there?
Well, if you want both of those together, then you have to stay true to yourself. Because you can have a successful career without staying true to yourself. And you can have an okay home life without staying true to yourself. But to have those together, a dynamic career and a home life that you run to, you have to be real with yourself. Communicate to yourself like you do with your friends. If you're not feeling something, be real with it. No is a complete sentence and it is okay. Say no to what doesn't fit your spirit. We are no longer in a day and age as people where we are trying to just survive. We are thriving now. We are not surviving. We have survived. Okay. We have overcome. Now it's time to live. Now it's time to win. Do what you love. And what gives you that feeling at the pit of your stomach, that's what you do. And if it doesn't, don't do it because the most likely gas. Let that go. Do that real passion. Like, that's it. That's the reason why you still smiling, Viv, because you do what you love to do.
I do. Well, that leads us perfectly into today's hustle hack. Today's hustle hack is hashtag Lady Boss. Know that your journey is happening now. You have to have the passion, the knowledge, and skills to carry you on your journey. It's okay to be you, full of strength and power. Don't be afraid to speak up and stand up for yourself. And never allow someone else's lack of self-acceptance to diminish your experience of yourself. Be your own lady boss. Do you, girlfriend? I want to thank my girl, the very beautiful Eva Marcel, for being on today's Hustling with Vivica A. Fox. Where can folks find you on social media, girlfriend?
You can find me on all social media at Eva Marcel, except for Facebook, at Eva Marcel officially. That's where you can go. And Viv, let me just tell you, it is an honor to be here. You know absolutely everybody. So thank you so much for having my little chocolated self, Caramello, on your show and hustling with you. I adore you and thank you so much.
And just so y'all know, I stalked her, honey. I was hitting her. I was sliding all up in her DM like, you better hit me back. I want you on my show.
Listen, so- no, we did a whole job together that was completely different. Ben was on there like, so you gonna come on my podcast?
So, you know, we both were hustlers and we like to get to where we are today, which is a celebration of our wonderful careers. Tell your friends to follow your girl at Miss Vivica Fox on Twitter, at Miss V Fox on Instagram, I'm verified, and at Stage 29 Podcast too. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, review, download, and listen to Hustling with Vivica A. Fox wherever you like. Until next time, darlings, bye for now.
This has been a Stage 29 podcast production. The podcast is executive produced by Patty Ciano, LaFern Cusack, and Stephanie Kaysen. Our audio editors are Jackson Ruff and Jonathan DeMatti. Callie Kelts is the social media producer, and a special thanks to the rest of our podcast crew, Rwani Horenige, William Cusack, Lisa Clark, Katie Brown, and Morgan Kaler.
The Hustling with Vivica A. Fox podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended as a replacement
or substitution for any professional medical, financial, legal, or other advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This podcast does not constitute the practice of medicine or any other professional service. The use of any information provided during the podcast is at the listener's own risk. For medical or other advice appropriate to your specific situation, please consult a physician or other trained professional.